But before we get into how things are going today and how we think things may go into the future, I thought it would be useful to spend a few minutes talking about how we got to where we are today. Because sometimes it's always good to look back a little bit before you look forward. And when you look at the time period between 2009 and 2014, it was a very interesting time period. And often the United States today is called the swing producer of the world, and when you really look at the facts and figures of that time period, it really was the case. During that time period, we added about 4.5 million barrels per day of demand, and the United States added about 4 million barrels of supply. And during that same time period, we had tremendous growth in China, and we also had situations in the Middle East, including Libya, Iran, and Iraq, where supply was contracting. And so the U.S. was in a position to be able to fill the gap. And a lot of that production growth was being driven by the shale oil revolution in the United States. Pioneer, the company I'm with, was a big part of all of that. So as we entered into 2014, I think everyone knows the story, but it was clear at some point in time the growth in China was going to slow, and that's when cracks started showing in the Chinese economy. And at the same time, you saw precipitous demand falling around the U.S., and around the world, rather, and you also saw supply growth continue from the U.S. So at a moment in the fall of 2014, OPEC, who had previously been playing the role of market governor for the world, made a decision to basically cede that position and allow market forces to work